Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Mm-hmm. In the Bible we have many promises. Today we're going to look at the promise of a new heart. Now our Bible text is from Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Amen. In America, they have very huge and very old trees. Some are 1,000 or even 2,000 years old. Some stand on high rock, tall on the rock, and the roots are deep in the solid rock. A company wanted to grind these roots to powder, but they couldn't because the roots were so harder than diamond. Those roots are an illustration of what often happens in people's hearts. You find this hardness everywhere today. People are hard. People are hard against the gospel. And people are hard for their ideologies. And if you give permission, this influence will make you hard. The heart becomes as hard as those trees. And eventually, your heart is like a stone. We are constantly affected by the things of this world. We have smartphones, we have TV, you can see all the trouble in the world. Those things which are working in your heart until you lose all sympathy, the suffering of others, it doesn't even affect you anymore. Our own families is the only thing that affects us. The world meter says that every day 166,859 people die. Every day. That makes 116 people die every minute. At the same time, there are 73 million abortions. 73 million. Or 200,000 every day are aborted. Does that affect you? We are so used to hearing of people who are dying in accidents and wars, so it doesn't affect us anymore. We are so used to it. Our hearts are getting harder and harder. Selfishness is often hardens the heart. You can listen to many preachings on internet, so many. You can listen and listen and listen, but it doesn't affect anymore. You listen, but it doesn't go in. It doesn't change your life. Our comfort is our own interest that we are comfortable. But we forget the comfort of others. K.P. Johannen from Gospel for Asia, he was sharing the needs of the church. In the church, he was sharing the needs of the missionaries in India, and he was asking for financial support to support these missionaries. After the service, the church leaders invited him to a posh restaurant with expensive food. And he said, these church leaders, they have not understood the message. It didn't affect them at the least. Our eyes are closed, our ears are closed, and we can't feel for the needs of others. As we are so occupied with daily life, we even forget about God. Some lose their faith in God, in the God they used to worship. Some call themselves Christians. They talk like Christians, but their heart is hard and indifferent. They lose the vital association with God and the church. Jesus gave us a command, love one another. Love one another. He said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. God is love. And God lives in us. And so, as God with his love is living in us, that love should be seen. You cannot love others if you're not joining the church. How can you love the people in the church? You cannot love others if you think only about how you can please yourself. Paul's heart was not of stone. He said in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 29, who is weak and I do not feel his weakness? Who is made to stumble and fall and have his face heard? And I am not on fire with sorrow or indignation. Do we not feel like Paul when another person in a church has problems? What are we doing? We say, oh, okay, that's your problem. If your heart is stone and not flesh, are we moved by the trouble of others? Our text said, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. We need this new heart and become enthusiastic for Christ and others. You forget others, you don't even tell them of the hope of glory. How many people did you tell during this week of the hope of glory to the people around you? You just think about your own things. You don't realize how your heart is getting harder and harder and harder. You just think of your own things. Nothing moves you anymore. You forget those who die without Christ. I told you, 116 people die every minute. How many of them are going to heaven and how many are going to hell? We have to tell them. Not to look for our own comfort, we have to tell the people what is there. Before Jesus ascended into heaven, Jesus gave this command to all Christians in Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the earth. Then he went on to speak about the Holy Spirit and the work that we have to do in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So that is our job to do. We need a new awakening, a rekindling of the flame of divine fire. Every Christian should catch the fire for the world. Not of the world, but for the world. Our Lord suffered for the lost. He went to the cross for the whole world, for those in sin, seeking peace and forgiveness. We Christians, we know the stories of the Bible, if you care to read the Bible. And maybe it becomes so familiar that it doesn't even affect you, it doesn't touch you anymore. How can a big Bible touch you if you know it so well? If you're not reading it properly. I never forget the young woman who told me, I don't know anything about God, I don't know anything about the Bible, because I never went to church, I was always in hospital in my life. I led her to Christ. One day later she was sharing the gospel with somebody. The day after she was sharing the gospel with somebody. She said, I don't know anything about God and the Bible. I just told them what I know. This is the fire that we need. The suffering of Jesus was not only for us, but it was also for the world. He told us to share it, to tell the people about the gospel. Don't just keep the gospel for yourself. He said, a city on a hill cannot be hidden. He said, you don't light a candle and put it under the bed. It has to be seen. Are you aware that those you meet all day long are going to hell for eternity? God said to Ezekiel, you are a watchman. The watchman was to be on the city wall and look out for potential enemies who want to attack. He was to warn the people of the town when enemies came. And our enemy is Satan. We have to warn the people of the enemy and tell them about the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. The Spirit of Revelation spoke to John in the book of Revelation, it was the letter to the Ephesians, the Revelations 2, 4 and 5. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. May we repent and get that first love again. Some have lost their love for God. Words of Jesus became vague, unrealistic. They lose the relationship with Jesus Christ. John Knox, the reformer of Scotland, he cried, Lord, give me Scotland or I die. Give me Scotland or I don't want to live anymore. May we get this passion for Christ, this passion for the lost, the passion for God, the love passion to live for God. People like prophets who are giving nice prophecies. People People like this kind of prophets. Praise the Lord. Prophet may tell you Hallelujah. A prophet may tell you, you will get rich. You will get prosperous. You may have all the good things that I tell you. But the prophets in the Old Testament, they didn't talk like that. They had to bring warning to the people, warning and lead the people back to the Lord. And they warn of the punishment if they don't repent. So we must go back to God. We need this fire again, the fire that was in us when we first believed. Leave all your worries at the cross. Leave all your worries at the cross and catch the fire of God. Get the passion, get the fire, get the longing for the presence of God. To get this, you need to be near to the heart of the Lord. Ezekiel 18:31, it says, "Rid yourself of all the offenses you have committed and get a new heart and a new spirit." Get it. Long for it. God calls us to get a new heart, to change your mind, to change your focus. Also, we have the promise of a new heart in Ezekiel 36:21, 26, what we read before. "I will give you a new heart," a promise that God is giving us. "I will give you a new heart. I put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." The Old Testament records at least 12 times when Israel's leaders called the nation together for reflection, confession, and to renew their commitment. We have to arise, we have to be awake and make a new commitment to this Lord. In the New Testament, Jesus calls his people to address their sin in order to experience intimacy with him. He wants you to run to him for this new heart. He wants you to run to him to get this new spirit. It should be your whole commitment to get this new heart. Repent, therefore, of everything that prevents you from getting this fire again. Jesus said, "Where your treasure is, there will be your heart." So the question is, where is your treasure? Where is your treasure? What is important to you? If your treasure is Christ and the gospel, then you are all out for it. You give everything for it. There's no other thing that can stop you. You just want to, the fire of God, you want to share the gospel. And when once you said no time, that would not even be part of your vocabulary. God wants you to be on fire for Him. He wants you to burn with passion for Him. On the day of Pentecost, fire fell from heaven and set them on fire. It set the disciples on fire. The fire burned in the disciples and made them to conquer the world. No hindrance could stop them. No hindrance could extinguish the fire. They were full and preached the gospel and healed the sick and delivered the oppressed. Fire produced faith. Nothing would stop them. Therefore, arise. Arise, people, arise and get the fire of God. God promised a new heart, a heart filled with the Holy Spirit. Acts 1 says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. When the Holy Spirit comes, you are filled with a fire. When the Holy Spirit comes, don't remain seated listening to music. They jump on their feet and they dance around and they shout and they cannot stop. Praising God. When the Holy Spirit comes, nothing will stop you. Nothing at all. Everything else has no more relevance. Only God the Almighty. I wish new fire, new power, new motivation, new lives were our experience in this church. When you are so on fire for God, people will see. People will see and they desire to have the same. So be on fire and see how the world around you will change. See people saved, healed, and delivered. Let God remove your heart of stone of indifference. Let Him give you a heart of flesh full of the Holy Spirit. Let the new heart be available. The new heart is available to us. We can have it. Receive that heart that is on fire for God. Also on fire to save the lost. I know not everybody is an evangelist, but every Christian has to evangelize. The world would be better if we would fulfill our call as Christians. Pray for the new heart. The heart that will live for others. A heart that has compassion with those who are lost. Feel their needs and do something about it. Pray for a heart that is open to God. A heart that can hear what God says to you. A heart that is not preoccupied with unnecessary things. A heart that is willing to respond and to obey. A heart of fire. A heart full of passion for the things of God. May this be our experience. Amen. Mm-hmm.